With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Warm, dry weather over the weekend led to the growth of at least a couple of wildfires in Montana and Yellowstone National Park. A new fire was reported northwest of Lincoln on Sunday, called the Klondike Fire. It's now burned about 550 acres. It's unclear what caused it, but authorities say the fire is not threatening any buildings or structures, although a portion of the Helena National Forest, including some sections of roads, have been closed because of the fire. There's a community meeting tonight about the Klondike Fire at 7 o'clock at Hooper Park in Lincoln. The National Weather Service says there's a 70% chance of rain tonight in the area. In Yellowstone, a fire that park officials are allowing to burn naturally grew to an estimated 2,100 acres by yesterday afternoon. That fire, approximately 10 miles west of Fishing Bridge, is being monitored and is not threatening any park facilities, roads, or trails, and no part of the park is closed due to the fire. Outside Alberton, fire officials say there hasn't been appreciable growth in the West Fork Fish Creek fire. It remains at 55% containment. And to the northwest, the Sanders County Sheriff's Department today lifted the pre-evacuation order for Highway 56 in the Bull Lake Corridor. That order had been in effect since August 19th. Missoula police are investigating an alleged break-in and sexual assault Sunday morning. A woman called to report that an unknown man had entered her house on South 6th Street East and said the man raped her female roommate. The man reportedly threatened his victim with a knife. The director of Montana's Medicaid program expects the state to offer expanded Medicaid coverage at the start of the new year. Mary Dalton told state lawmakers this morning that her staff is working at, quote, breakneck speed to get all the paperwork filed.
We've asked for a November 1st approval date. Our goal with that then is to finalize everything that we need to and to start actually delivering services on January 1st of 2016.
An estimated 70,000 people with incomes between 100 and 138% of the federal poverty level could be eligible for coverage if the plan passed by Montana lawmakers earlier this year is approved by federal officials. Dalton says she's optimistic that the state's plan will pass muster.
I'm not really that much of a Pollyanna personality. I'm positive and I work hard, but I'm really not a Pollyanna about it. I think this is going to be approved.
The state's Medicaid expansion plan requires a waiver from federal rules because it includes some unusual elements. Participants must pay a small monthly premium in order to receive coverage, and the program will be run by a private non-government administrator. The Blackfeet Tribal Business Council has voted to banish accused drug dealers from the reservation because they argue federal prosecutors aren't doing enough to pursue cases against them. Chairman Harry Barnes tells the Flathead Beacon that banishment has been used as a punishment on the reservation before, and the tribe will start using it again. He said known drug dealers will be escorted to the reservation boundary and informed that if they come back, they'll be arrested. Tribal courts can only prosecute misdemeanors. Any felonies on the reservation must be prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office. The tribe says the federal government has left some cases uncharged. Barnes says banishment would apply to suspected drug... Banishment would not apply to suspected drug users, just dealers who are, quote, preying on our reservation and our people. And Montana State University police are investigating reports that two women were possibly given a date rape drug at a party near campus, the Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports. An alert sent by the university says neither woman was sexually assaulted. State lawmakers are wondering how to track the effectiveness of nearly $20 million being injected into the state's mental health care system this year. An interim committee today heard positive feedback on the funding package, but healthcare providers say they're not sure what data to collect to demonstrate whether new and expanded programs are successful. Missoula Democratic Senator Diane Sands said the state needs a way to determine whether those programs are helping people.
We don't even have agreement on what the performance outcome measures are, do we? I mean, in a written form, every project I've ever worked on has those written out in hard statements with numbers attached to them that you can measure against it.
Glenda Oldenburg, administrator for the department's Addictive and Mental Disorders Division, said her agency is considering tracking 911 calls related to mental health, employment data, symptoms, and housing situations to measure the impact of the state funding.
Definitely we will be looking at that, and I know that I will be presenting for more in the spring on these outcomes, and we want it to be meaningful where you actually see quality along with quantity.
Representatives of healthcare facilities who attended the meeting said the variance of patient situations makes it difficult to write a blanket definition of what mental health progress looks like. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes wildlife staff is warning residents and hunters about widespread black and grizzly bear movement from the base of the Mission Mountains to the lower Flathead River. They say bears are following riparian areas west into the valley in search of decreasing food supplies like hawthorn and fruit. The wildlife staff says field corn has become an important fall staple for bears in the Mission Valley, and that biologists are seeing extensive evidence of bears using cornfields on both sides of Highway 93. They say some bears are remaining in the cornfields all day. The Montana Historical Society and the State Department of Administration are calling for the state's Capitol complex to be listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The Independent Record reports the application that seeks to have Montana's State Capitol Complex Historic District on the Historic Register will get its first review on September 19th. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.